Kingston Fast Ferry, which stopped service 5 years ago now.
2012.
Yeah, 2012. It has been sitting here in our dock since then. We have actively tried to market it for quite a while. We started marketing it at 500,000 and got absolutely no bites. The issue with the boat is, although it's a good boat, it's not the kind of boat that most people want to use for ferries and passenger ferries. It's too slow and too big, so it's too long and too slow. So it was a great backup boat for us when we were running the service, but now everybody wants high-speed catamarans. So we've tried a number of times to sell it. We had a couple offers from Louisiana, the Caribbean. The would get through a process and the sale would fall through because of shipping. It was $90,000 just to get the boat through the Panama Canal, and nobody wanted to pay $90,000 to do that. So it sat here on our dock. We all know we had kind of a gun to our head with Kitsap Transit starting service in that very dock here in about 8 months. So the commission 3 months ago lowered the price to $299. So our asking price with our broker was $299. That triggered some interest, and we've actually shown the boat twice this week. One gentleman is interested, but he can't come up with money for at least 5 to 6 months. And this particular company, which is Pacific Cruises Northwest, they operate under a different couple of different companies. One is San Juan Cruises, and their parent company is Pacific Cruises Northwest. They're out of Bellingham. They do a series of cruises around the Bellingham Bay area and also through the San Juans. Their interest in this boat is an interesting one. They're looking at stripping the inside and making it a dinner cruise boat. So they would take all the seats out. They would use the forward compartment for a kitchen, use the kitchen that we used as a kitchen as a bar, and go out in Bellingham Bay for dinner cruises. So the boat is well situated for that because it is longer, so it gives them more space, but it also doesn't need to go fast. They want to go 8 knots instead of 25 knots. So the boat actually is good for them. They did come and look at it, spent about 4 hours with us, Tuesday. And we went through everything, went through the engines and everything. They were a little concerned at the condition of the boat. It's going to take probably $100,000 to make it workable. So they came back yesterday with an offer for $250,000. In my opinion, the good thing about that is there's no conditions to that sale. Where most times when you sell a boat, you have to have it surveyed and everything else, they are taking the boat without condition. So that's certainly good for us. They have in here, they would like to close by the 7th of February, 30 days. They have already wired the broker the $25,000 deposit, so the broker has that wire transfer. But if the commission should approve this, they are willing to probably take the boat next week up to Bellingham. So that's all I have. That's
The only condition in there is that we are going to pay for having a diver go down and clean the pipes and the pipes.
Yeah.
And then what do you figure that would cost us?
$200.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's really minimal. So we were going to do that anyway, just as a normal course of action. We always go down and clean out the props and the bow thruster. So we have notified two divers to see who could come this next week to do that. It's a quick one-hour job.
Yeah, I was telling Jim that I looked through it and I had a couple of flags. The biggest flag I had, Jim was able to take care of, which was, could we get paperwork ready to sell and close by February 7th, given the FTA's interest in the boat? But I understand from Jim that the FTA does not have a lien on the boat. We have clear title, so we can convey clear title. It's just a matter that as soon as we do, FTA will be looking for their payment.
So to that, we don't know exactly what the FTA is going to require to payment. If you do a straight line depreciation, it comes out about $440,000 we owe However, there are some extenuating circumstances that we're going to be going to the FTA with to see if we can get that down. So we really don't know. I mean, worst case scenario is we're going to have to come up with $200,000 of our own money. Best case is going to be maybe $150,000. So that will be the process should we have acceptance from the commission.
So I remember the conversations that we had previously earlier in the year in reference to the other offer that we had, and that we had discussed that you had gone over what the costs right now are that we were putting out for this boat and what we have for the last 5 years. That how often is it pulled?
Every 2 years.
Every 2 years it's pulled out, and approximately $25,000 to $30,000 is spent cleaning the bottom of the boat and
painting it, new zincs.
Yeah, so $30,000 every 2 years plus the.
I'd say 25 is probably the fair price.
25.
Yeah.
So then the, and then you said insurance was
$7,000
a year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's part of us weighing in. Mm-hmm. If we keep the boat for another 5 years, we're going to be looking at.
Mm-hmm. Well, come August or September, whenever Kitsap Transit starts, we have no place to put that boat.
Right.
So when I inquired at Port Townsend to put it on the Heart, it's $3,000 a month.
Yeah.
So if we have to take it out of the water and store it, because it's so large, it's a lot of money. So
you said how much per
month? $3,000 a month.
No, we could. Well, the Verlaine is being refurbished. We could tow it inside and tie it to either the transient dock or the end of sea dock. Is that right?
I wouldn't tie it to sea dock. The end of transient dock, the linear dock out there, is 80 feet long, and that would be where I'd tie it and hope that there's not a storm, because that dock is not made for a 150-ton vessel.
That was going to be my next question. Is that good for long-term, or is that just a short-term?
That's a very short-term. Yeah, a big windstorm inside would not be good.
I wouldn't bet on not having a windstorm at this point, given the variability of the weather.
No.
It's the time of year when we get them.
Yeah, and even if we get away with it this year, then we can't leave it there all summer, because that's prime.
Yeah.
Summer transient rental space at what, $5 a foot, $8 a foot?
It's $90. That one slip is $90 a day. So $90 a day is a lot.
Now, if we tie that up for 100 days for the summer, get the zeros right, that's
$9,000. $9,000.
So it costs us money to keep it.
Yes.
It's at the point, I've only been here 2 years, but so many citizens come to me and said, when are you going to get rid of the red boat? I mean, that is on citizens' mind all the time. And even though this is a hit to the port financially, I really think it's time for us to move on to the future. This is the past. It's an anchor out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's $50,000 less than they basically had it on the market for it. And what's your sense of what we might be able to do with FTA?
I think we can do better than 440, but I wouldn't think we could do better than 400. And I guess that's, I'm pulling that out of my hair, and I don't have much hair. So, but I do think they would listen. I have called Stephanie a little and was very connected to Kitsap, FTA. And to get her suggestions on how to weave through this. The issues are that FTA funded it,
right,
and then we depreciated it. We were allowed to depreciate it, but we were only allowed to depreciate it for the months in service,
right,
which is 27 months. Mm-hmm. But at some point, we've had discussions with FTA. I think they're sympathetic to the cause that it's been 5 years in the dock. We've actively tried to sell it, haven't been able to. I sent them a copy of the survey that clearly shows it's not worth what they say is on the books. So I'm hoping that we can come to some kind of compromise. But it's not guaranteed.
And we surveyed it 2 years ago?
16, yeah. Beginning of last year.
Okay.
What was the cost of surveying it?
Say $850. Can anybody think of a reason other than having to settle up with FTA not to accept this?
No, no.
And we're going to have to settle up with FTA whenever. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's sitting out there waiting for us. Yeah.
And if we keep it, it's just going to continue to cost us more money. Mm-hmm. And its value is going to continue to go down, mm-hmm, in the outside world's eyes. Mm-hmm. It's not going to go up.
Yeah, it really does sound like a time to cut our losses and just move on. It's got to loose and move on.
This was something that started before most of us here, all
before
of us.
Before any of us.
Yeah, before any of us here. It's just something that was inherited.
Yeah, I think they bought the boat in 2009, 2010.
Well, 27 months before 2012, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2009.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so do you want a motion to accept the offer?
I would entertain such a motion.
And I will second that motion.
Was there a motion then?
Yes.
And a second?
And I seconded.
Is there any further discussion? Moved and seconded that we accept the purchase and sale offer from Pacific Cruises Northwest, Inc. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carried. Now, one thing I should have looked at here, this calls for Jim's signature, and it's above his authorization level, so I suppose the formal way to do this is we should have a motion authorizing Jim to execute the paperwork necessary to effect the transfer in accordance with the terms.
I authorize Jim to execute the paperwork. What else was I supposed to say?
Necessary to effect the transfer.
Necessary to effect the transfer. Thank you.
And I second that.
Okay, moved and seconded that we authorize the executive director to execute this agreement and any other documents necessary to effect the transfer according to the agreement. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Any other loose ends on the Kingston Express sale, Jim, that we need to address?
I don't think so at this time.
What day is today? What's today's date?
12th.
So this is all dated for the 11th?
Yeah, I called the broker and told him, and he said that's fine, we can change it. I told him just wait and see what the commission's, mm-hmm, desires were. So.
Yeah, Jim's signature line is left with a blank on the exact date.
Yep.
So.
Well, thank you. I think the community is going to thank you all, too. It's time to move on.
I'm sure we'll hear both sides, but I think the majority of the community is going to be happy to see it gone and recognize the wisdom of the, you know, least worst choice.
Yeah.
Okay, next on the agenda is staff comments.
I have none.
Lazy?
No.
Okay. Commissioner comments.
I have none.
I'll just mention one thing. Jim and I met the other day with a group from the community and Commissioner Gelder. There was KCAC representative, I guess KCYC representative.
Well, the stakeholders.
Stakeholders.
Jerry's representing stakeholders.
Stakeholders.
Okay.
Dennis was from KCAC. Who am I missing?
John Clausen.
John Clausen, yeah.
Rob Secretary.
And Rob Gelder. Oh, I guess that was it. And then we basically discussed the status of where that process is of setting up, getting the fast ferry started here. And some of the issues, primarily around parking, that have been identified and will need to be fleshed out. And then Jim and I met afterwards with John Clausen to talk about time frame for trying to hammer out an agreement between us and Kitsap Transit. I think I got the message that John is open to hearing pretty much however suggestions we want to make. He raised a concern about the exclusivity issue that I hadn't thought of, which is security and their need to have an approved Coast Guard approved security arrangement on the dock as one of the driving points for him. So whatever we come up with, we're going to have to address his concerns as well as ours. And that was my main takeaway. I don't know, Jim, if you had any interest.
No, it was great. Yeah, he is open. He wanted to reiterate the fact that the ferry is going to be losing money, and he hopes the port will be gentle on their rates they charge. But we agreed to get a drafted agreement to him for his February 7th board, 7th or 6th? 6th board meeting. So there'll be a lot of discussion with you all and our attorney to make sure we're all on the same page to present to the transit board.
Mm-hmm. No, I can't think of.
And so we can expect to see that at our next working session.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we're hoping we'll have one next Thursday, a draft for you, and then at our work session, and then we'll present it again on the 24th to see if we made progress and is this something we want to move on. The issue is still, and we all talked about it, is we need to get going on the terminal. And he obviously can't give us the $1.5 million we need to do that terminal until we have an agreement. So.
Yeah. Well, I probably wouldn't even take it unless we had an agreement.
Well, I don't know. I might take it.
Yeah, he did say that his board meets again later in the month, I think the 20th. If we're still not quite there, the hope would be, because of the way his board meetings are structured, that's the first one of the month is where they typically handle business issues, and the second one is more of a work session like we have.
Meet on Saturday?
No, it's Tuesdays.
Tuesday. January 20th?
No, February.
Oh, February. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if we don't get all the way there by the 6th, we'll have a second bite at the apple on the 20th. But
okay.
That was our goal, is trying to have something so they can approve it in February and things can get started.
I think we kind of had a start already on some points that were very clear that we wanted to address. So. Could we have a start on that?
He did identify summer as June to October. So that's summer, just so we all know. I didn't know that summer went till October.
Yeah. And he hopes to publicize that when the finest actually gets moving this direction and start building interest with publicity as things go forward, so that people are, Rob was the one that mentioned you have to say something 7 times before people hear it. And, just the whole idea of not wanting people to say, "Passenger only, Harry, where'd that come from?"
Well, one of the good things that came out of the meeting, I think, was is that John has a PR person, we have a PR person, and the county does. And we're going to get all three of those people together to see if we can have a bigger splash and really communicate this out to everybody. So I offered Terry and Rob Alfred their person, so it'll help John get the word out.
Mm-hmm. And we are going to try and meet kind of monthly, that same group, as we go forward, just to make sure we're all touching base and getting a common basis of information as we work through the issues.
Is it your anticipation, based on the way that meeting went, that all discussion of anything that has to do with the Lindbaugh property or any of the other traffic-related things are going to go through that conversation?
I didn't get that feeling.
I didn't either, no. I got the impression
that's long-term.
Yeah,
okay.
that was going to be more. Those other things would be working because they're, as Jim said, longer term, bigger issues. We're really focused more on what's it going to take getting the ferry running in terms of logistics and cooperation.
Yeah, he has a, it's interesting, I'd like to get a copy of that map John had. It was a census map projecting how many people from what area are going to ride the ferry.
Mm-hmm.
And, down to, there are 3 people from Port Townsend going to be on the ferry. There's 1 person from this and from SWIM.
Yeah.
And there's 37 people from Suquamish. But it was an interesting map how they kind of are planning for where the people are coming from and then how to get those people to the boat.
Have they, as far as you know, is that based on like ridership surveys they've done?
I think
or?
It is.
Okay.
We had one of those when we were on the ferry. Last year, I think, we had a ridership survey when we were riding it one time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was last year.
Oh, we all agreed that's going to be October, but we want to plan for success.
Yeah.
What happens a year and a half from now when it's really popular? And my comment is, we want to make sure that 104 isn't like 305.
Right.
You know, you don't want that. You don't want a Paul's Bow here.
Yeah, it won't solve the problem, and people won't migrate to this boat at 104. It's just like 305.
Yeah. So I'm happy to hear that they did a ridership survey. I do know that when this boat was on trying to figure out how to build ridership, they did a ridership survey, and I asked about it. And you may recall this little conversation, and the answer was, oh yes, we asked the current 37 people that are riding.
Yeah.
And it was like, no. So some interest in knowing whether, you know, how else that's gone, but that's neither here nor there.
Those numbers are always subject to interpretation, but I think they are really working at trying to get a picture.
Well, the reality is they're not, so my worry isn't the interpretation, because I don't have any problem reinterpreting. My worry is always, who did they ask?
That's the factual basis here.
So, okay. All right.
Any other commissioner comments or that comment? Public comment? Our next regular meeting date then will be Wednesday, January 24th at 1 p.m. in the Village Green. Next Thursday at 1, or at 9, we'll have our weekly work session. That'll be here. Move that to accommodate people's schedules and other meetings going on. So
there's no meeting on Tuesday, correct?
Right. No meeting this coming Tuesday. We'll just have a work session on the Thursday.
Wasn't it at 8:30 instead of 9?
It's 8:30.
Yes, I think
you're
right.
Yes. That's what I thought. We had changed the time.
Yes, and it's here in the conference room.
Yes. Yeah, so that will be Thursday the 18th, 8:30 here for a work session.
Got that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And Monday is a holiday for the port. Our office is downstairs. We'll be open. We won't be here on Monday. So, but I'm, like you know, available 24/7. You know how to get hold of me.
We know.
We know where you live.
Yeah.
All right. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
Okay. You got a second, Jim?
You both want me, or you just want
sure.
me? Sure. I'll give you the same story. I mean, you do the same story.
Yeah. Yeah. Taste department come in and start running the clearing. How do you feel?
Feel great. You know, I think that the process now is exactly the way the process should have worked. We have a transit organization that's going to run a ferry that is being subsidized with consumption tax. And I think it has a great chance for survival, if you will.
It's going to be a big deal, and it is coming quickly. What are you guys concerned with? What you guys are going to do about parking? Is that becoming a major concern yet?
We don't. We addressed it in our meeting that Commissioner McIntyre talked about. Kitsap Transit has thought through a lot of this. Mm-hmm. They made an arrangement with the church up here, two blocks away, for parking during the week, which is when the majority of people will be commuting. They also have George's Corners parking lot that they own, that they will be busing people from. And we have, if you look out in our parking lot right now, I have 150 spaces sitting out there empty. So our parking lot here fills up on weekends when people are at their boat or the farmers markets here. But during the week when people are commuting, I think we'll have the capacity. But again, as it gets better and succeeds more, we're going to have to look at as a community how to do that. Whether that's a parking garage, whether that's more lots, whether that's busing people in.
Parking garage, has that been something that's been discussed?
It's talked about in the community, yeah.
Okay.
It might be a way. My feeling is the shoreline is probably the worst place in the world for a parking lot. So anything we can do to get parking off the shoreline but make it accessible is really important.
That's good for me. I'm not familiar with a lot of the backstory on the
Kingston Express was the backup until 2012. It sounds like it's been sitting out of the water since then.
Mm-hmm.
What, I don't know how the FTA is involved, what that process looks like, why
so
you guys are paying them that money? Is it?
Sure. So the Federal Transit Authority, back in 2009, funded two boats. I think it was $3.4 million. It was $3.4 million that they funded the Port of Kingston to buy two boats and start a ferry service.
For the ferry service.
Right. We bought one excellent boat called the Spirit.
Sorry, just want to back up. This is the WSF. You guys were running the ferry system because
right.
I know
no, the port
prior to the Rich Passage lawsuit, WSF ran that system.
Right.
So you guys were running the ferry system to Seattle from Kingston.
Right.
Okay,
from Kingston.
And that was funded by the FTA.
Okay,
cool.
So one boat was a wonderful boat called the Spirit of Kingston.
Right, which is...
That went to King County.
Right.
It was transferred. When you're a government agency and you get money from the FTA, you go... The vessel or bus or whatever is
right.
beyond its useful life or not being used.
Mm-hmm.
It can be transferred in a bus. So the Port of Kingston transferred to King County Spirit. And we were sitting on the Express... There have been probably five or six offers.
That's different than a sale, the transfer. It's just like
right.
once it's done. So why didn't that happen with the Express?
Nobody wants it. It's a very slow
sure.
you know, boat. It's an old
sure.
boat built in 81, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no market out there for that type of boat.
Yeah.
Here, the
right.
boat came from Louisiana,
okay.
and it's really a crew boat, and it was made to haul a crew out to the oil rigs.
Okay.
And so that's really what its use was, and that's why there was interest in Louisiana to take it back.
Right.
It's just the cost was prohibitive.
The dinner boat's an idea, or interesting idea, because obviously you don't have to cruise people around. You can go slow. You want to go slow.
Yeah.
So, and is that a private company up in Billingham?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's why we couldn't transfer. I mean, we had a great deal going with McNeil Island, the prison
mm-hmm.
in McNeil Island.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to transfer the red boat, and they got an appropriation for a new boat, so their staff said, I don't want this old boat.
No way.
A new
yeah,
one.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But that would have been a perfect use for that boat,
mm-hmm.
taking prisoners out to New England.
Mm-hmm. So, $250 is the final?
Mm-hmm.
Final sale?
Okay. Yeah.
And with this approval today, that's picking it up next week, or is it just before the 7th still? Or
yeah, before
okay.
the 7th.
Okay.
So I will go to the broker right now and sign the contract, and he will negotiate.
Okay.
Hopefully I'll get a diver this week. I wouldn't think divers would be that busy. Yeah.
And then, so I don't actually even know where it's at. Like I said, I'm just sort of jumping, diving in here. So that's where is that where the Finest is going to be
right.
parked?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So they're going to have two boats here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have a backup boat that they're going to lease.
They're going to lease, right.
So the Finest
right.
and the backup boat will occupy both sides.
I'm more familiar with that aspect of things.
Right.
I think they're shipping it soon.
Next week.
Next week,
next
right.
week it's
right.